大家好 ，Hello everybody， 我是 Jack， Welcome to another Morning English podcast。
大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, Mumu, I see that you know, the people is looking how beautiful these days.
谢谢。
So nice and tanned.
Well, I'm glad you like it, but it's not what most girls like.
No.
就是我特别是属于容易晒黑的类型，但这个就觉得非常的健康，非常的好看这样的颜色 ，get tan， 对不对
？Yeah.
I go dark very easily.But 我相信很多的人都不太喜欢这一点。
对，我很 jealous. My arms go quite dark.
I'm jealous of you.
Yeah. Well, in these...
Jack 超级白，晒不黑。
哎，我不是超级白。
你是超级白。
不是，我的。
Okay.
I get a little bit of tan.
好吧。
Anyway, so in these days of increased heat and sun, it's important to look after our skin, of course.
对 ，there are lots of skin problems in summer.Like oily easily、
yeah.
and get pimples easily.
Definitely.
夏天一到呢，肌肤问题也就越来越多了。比如说脸部特别容易出油啊，还有特别容易长痘。I got one recently.
Yeah.
So what do we call the people who treat our skin? 就是比如说我们肌肤出问题了，我们要去看这个皮肤科的医生，应该会有一个专门的词吧？是不是 skin doctor?
Skin doctor. Yeah, there are skin doctors, but we call the doctors who treat our skin also.Dermatologist.
Oh,、mm. 太难读了。
对啊。
It's a really long word.
我也觉得。
Dermatologist. Can you spell it for us?
Yeah, of course. Dermatologists.
Dermatologists.
Okay.、Yeah.Okay, so today we're going to take a look at some kind of general hospital vocabulary,、嗯、好不好？
好，今天我们就要聊一聊呢，我们大家去看医生的时候可以用到的一些非常 basic 的 words,、
嗯、
非常简单基础的一些词汇。So, 如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Okay, so first up, when you need to see a doctor, you should tell the doctor what your symptoms are.
Symptom.
Yeah.
嗯，就是，症状，身体出的一些症状。
啊。
Sound a little bit difficult to say this in Chinese.
Yeah.
Symptoms are the problems you have with your health.
So for example,
有一些什么样的症状呢？
头疼 headache.
对，头疼
肚子疼，
那是胃疼。
胃疼啊，
胃疼
stomach ache. Toothache.
I hate dentists.
I hate dentists as well. Yeah, everybody does.
对。
Coughing.
打喷嚏。
And
but coughing 是咳嗽。
Oh, 咳嗽。
咳嗽。
哦，对对，我不知道。And sneezing.
Sneezing 就是打喷嚏。
打喷嚏。
All the symptoms. Also, there's another symptom.
嗯，
就是流鼻涕。
Oh, runny nose.
对，并不是说你的鼻子会跑。
对。
而是说你的鼻子流鼻涕了 ，runny nose.
Yeah.
这些都是比较常见的一些症状。
Okay, so we can tell our doctor something like, "I've had a headache for 2 days." So you have to give them a time frame. So how long you have had the symptom?
就是要简单描述一下这种 symptoms.When we come to see the doctor, the first thing's greeting. What about let's have a role play?
Okay, all right.
好，比如说 you are the Dr. Johnson.
好的。
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. I don't want to see you, actually.
Ah, good morning. How are you? What can I do for you today?
I've had a cough for 2 weeks.
Oh, dear. Let me take a look at your throat.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the simple...
Nice and simple.
...conversation.
So, if the problem has gone away, but then come back,
Back, 那你就是运气不好 bad luck.、
嗯、对 bad luck, yeah. So if you've had something that's come back, you would say, I've had this problem on and off.、
就是复发了，就开了又关了，关了又开了。
对、啊。
就我们可以说 I've had an on and off cough for a month.
Yeah, exactly.
对吧、
yeah.
So let's have another role play.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Dr. Johnson, I've had an on and off stomachache for a month.What can I do? Are you a good doctor? I was going to say teacher.
我的天哪，我的天哪，你有都胃疼 for one month.
对，又复发了，一个月了。
对不起，你死了。
How dare you? Thanks a lot. See you again. 那这样的医生就是庸医，大家千万不要去找他。
Okay, so when you have told the doctors your problems, you'll have to wait for that.Diagnosis.
That's another difficult word.
Another difficult one, yeah. This is what the doctor thinks is the problem.
对，就是有些时候你比如说这个复发了就需要做进一步的检查叫做诊断。这个词呢叫做 diagnosis.
D-I-A-G-N-O-S-I-S.
Can you say it again?
Diagnosis.
Diagnosis, 就是诊断, scary word.
对, an example sentence would be, the diagnosis is not good. You may need surgery.
I don't like this diagnosis. Can you make another one? 不要做手术. You need surgery, 就是需要做一些小手术。After they have told you what is wrong with you, they will then usually give you a prescription.
Yeah.
刚刚提到这个词呢，就是处方。
Yeah, this is a list of the drugs that you need to buy and use.
嗯，我们再来一个 role play.
好的。
好。
This is your prescription, Louis Moore.
Sorry. Thank you, sir. What can I get my medicine?
Ah, there is a pharmacy near to the bank. You can go there.
So far, but thank you anyway.
Ah, 不客气。
所以刚刚我们说就是啊，请问一下这个药房在哪里？药店在哪里？我们就可以说啊，Where can I get this? You can go to the pharmacy. Pharmacy 就是药店。
Yeah.
Pharmacy 就药店，还有 pharmacist 就是药剂师，the one who gets you.
对吧？
药剂师。
哦，药剂师。
对，
药剂师。
对。
Okay.
So Jack, when was the last time you went to the pharmacy?
I think it was when I had a bad throat and I had to buy some lozenges.
What's the word? Is it?
Oh, lozenges.
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 Lozenges. 哦，这是我第一次听这个词。
对。
Just this is my first time to know this word. 叫做止咳糖浆。L O Z E N G E S.Lozenges.
对，非常好。
对。Thank you, teacher. The sweets you suck to help your throat get better.
Yes.
止咳糖浆。I think you will addicted to it if you drink a lot.
If you eat a lot, then definitely. Yeah. So if you need to get any actual strong medicine, like painkillers, then you will need a prescription. You can't just buy them over the counter like you could buy lozenges.
对，就止咳糖浆是属于 OTC， 也就刚刚 Jack 讲的这个 over the counter.
Over the counter.
指的是非处方药，所以我们经常看到这个 the box.
Yeah, the box.
It writes OTC. It means over the counter.
Yeah.
就是非处方药，就比如说 painkiller， 像这种呢，就是属于处方药了，你就是不能随便买的。
嗯嗯。Okay, so do you remember the name of the building? Which is the what's the name of the building where you see the doctor?
Well, it's a difficult question. The building named clinic.
Of course.
诊所。
当然了。
Can I get 100?
Yeah, 100.
100分. Okay, it's relatively smaller than the hospital.
Yeah,
much smaller.
Much smaller than the hospital.
诊所比医院就会小很多.
Yeah, so if you need to stay overnight somewhere, it's probably going to be the hospital, not the clinic.
Nobody wants to stay overnight in the hospital.
Nobody wants
anyway, to stay overnight. The last minute of our podcast, wish everybody good
health. Yeah, wish you all good health. This is hopefully English that you won't
never
need.
Never use those words we mentioned today.
Yeah, only if you really need to, but yeah.
I don't hope.
Just don't get sick. Don't get sick. Don't get sick. 好了，我是 Jack，
我是木木，我们下期见了，拜拜，
拜拜。
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救报的新专辑，从衣食住行带着大家学习地道的口语。大家在喜马拉雅搜索“早安英文”就可以找到这个新专辑了，帮你快速解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。